I studied the screen in front of me with intense focus. Whatever move I made next would reveal whether I had correctly predicted my enemy's strategy. There was only one ship out there in the void, and it stood between me and survival.
"Riker, stop playing with your dick and fire already," complained Lieutenant James Barrick.
"Easy for you to say," I grumbled. "This is your area of expertise, not mine. Pipe down so I can think." When he fell silent, I again focused on the battle board. My quarry was cloaked, but already wounded. The moon they were using as a safe haven had a deep crack running through its dark side. With no way to be sure which part my enemy waited in, I had to go with my gut. The tension was palpable. I could feel the eyes of my crew boring into me as they waited for me to make the final command. My palms felt damp, a sign of nerves from the battle. It had been going on for over an hour now, and it was down to this. I made my choice. After a quick swipe to dry my hands on my pants, I tapped the holoscreen. "Fire at will." The sound of a missile firing played over the intercom to indicate the action, followed by silence while I waited to see if my gamble had paid off. It didn't take long, a few seconds at most, but it seemed to stretch into minutes before Poe announced the results.
"Congratulations, Captain Riker. You are the last ship standing."
I pulled my visor off and slumped back in my seat as if I'd just run a marathon. The lights were coming up, and Barrick looked less than happy across the way in his own command station. I shot him a satisfied smirk while the rest of the already defeated players got up and stretched. We were on the Roswell in one of the rooms Gray said was an all-purpose space, though I doubted the Inipsians who built this ship ever foresaw it being used as an arcade hall. The smart furniture had been programmed to recreate command stations so we could get more fully immersed in the game. Traversing slipspace for so many days on end made for a lot of boring hours. In an attempt to break up the monotony and keep his charges from falling into despondency, his words, not mine, Poe suggested that we start team-building exercises, since trust falls and feeling circles sounded about as fun as getting my teeth pulled with no happy juice. I agreed when Deacon brought up games. This was our third night. Unsurprisingly, the group ended up battling it out for bragging rights rather than playing any of the educational or co-op options that Poe offered up.
"Wipe that shit-eating grin off your face," Barrick muttered. "You just got lucky."
"Wow, LT." I shook my head and clicked my tongue like a disappointed parent. "Didn't take you for a sore loser." "It wasn't luck, by the way. You're used to having Poe and Gray there to make the best decisions. Without them to assist, you fell back on the usual combat tactics. That made you predictable." His jaw tightened at that.
"It's a game, not combat. Military training has nothing to do with it."
Cocking a brow, I leaned forward and tapped a finger on the table. "Oh, really? Then explain how I knew where you were gonna park all your ships. The nebula, the asteroid field, the dark side of that cracked moon. That's a lot of luck going on in one game."
"Cole is telling the truth," said Gray. "I employed the same rationale."
The Inipsian had almost picked me off in the last round, but thanks to Barrick, was taken out before he could accomplish that goal. I initially thought he was just taking it easy on us, since the alien knew his way around conflict in open space. Then he'd given a shout of surprise when Barrick managed to blow him up, officially locking his rank in at third place. A snicker from the far side of the room didn't improve the lieutenant's disposition. I knew without having to look that it had been Deacon. My friend and the mission's technical expert tried to cover it up with a cough, but Barrick's eyes narrowed.
"Sure, laugh it up, Smith. Though I seem to recall you being the first one killed off."
Deacon shot him a cheeky smile.
"That was on purpose. This isn't my usual type of game. I prefer the allure of digitally crafted... Well, never mind. All I'm saying is that last ship standing was your pick for a reason. When it's my turn, we're playing Reventa 12.